Welcome back!
Welcome back to the Bun Meat and Buzz podcast.
It's Sarah's birthday today! We went to the store to buy some party hats, but then, then I got a unicorn.
This is pretty funny. This communicates party, I think.
We literally got in the car and drove to Walmart. I got it, and then we looked at each other and said, is this all that we need? And you're like, yeah, I think so.
And then we left. And I think it was a perfect execution of our idea.
I mean, okay.
It's cute. And it's reusable. It's not just birthday bars.
That's true. Like, Halloween's coming up. Mm-hmm. We can reuse it for that.
I don't think
I'm going to personally.
To reuse them for Halloween too. Okay, we're low budget, but we're not that low budget. But at the same time, my mom has a whole like bin of costumes that we can rummage through.
Yeah, this is very different from my experience because...
What do you mean?
My parents don't even... They don't even care about birthdays, let alone, like, holidays.
Well...
Anyways.
Okay.
Different time. We're gonna have a Halloween episode, so this is going to... Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be posted on Halloween day because it falls on a Thursday.
Okay. So it's gonna be posted because it's a Thursday? Is that our schedule? I didn't know.
What do you mean you didn't know? I told you this. It's on the calendar.
I think you did tell me, but
I think I didn't tell you. It's okay. I'm very forgetful as well. And you got a lot of things going on. So, yeah, it's chill. It's chill.
Anyways. We had posted our first two episodes. And we got pretty good feedback on the first episode and the second episode. So thank you for everybody who watched and commented. That is so cute.
So nice and kind.
So nice.
So sweet. Thank you.
So welcome back. Hopefully you're back. Please come back.
But speaking of birthdays, right? What was your best and worst birthday?
This is the thing with humans, right? Because I can't think about the best one. Like, I don't remember. Like, I probably have to think about it. It's probably when I was little or something. But the worst one, I got one. Like, immediately, I'm like, I have it in here. In my mind palace.
Her mind's a palace.
That's a Sherlock Holmes reference.
Did not get that.
That's okay. But it's funny, so that's okay. So, my best... We're gonna circle back to that. My worst birthday... I was in high school, turning either 16 or 17, I don't remember, but I was just sharing a room with my sister, my older sister, and I don't remember, it wasn't like a particularly like bad day or anything, but I just felt so like existential doom, as you do in high school,
because there's nothing going on, so
your mind wanders, and I was at night, I don't know, I might have had a boyfriend at this point, so I don't know if it had anything to do with that, but I don't think so.
I feel like it did.
Maybe it did.
It always does.
And then I was just like, it was 10 p.m. and I was in my bed, and my sister was sleeping on the other bed, because we had two twin beds. And I was just crying. Silently. In my room. And I'm not a crier. I'm better now. Like, I do it more healthily now. But back then, I was like, no.
Oh.
Don't cry. That's why I only cry when I watch movies.
Oh.
And I did not realize until, like, recently. Like, oh, wow. Like, 2 months ago, where I'm like, that was...
That is so crazy, because, yeah. Like, I'm the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I had a whole phase, a good 6 years, I would say.
That's a long phase.
Where I would cry almost every day. And to the point where if I didn't cry in a week, I was like, something's off here. I need to be crying. I need to get this energy out. I had so much sadness inside.
Ew, like a sponge.
Inside me. Yeah. And then it wasn't until like I started hanging out, making more friends and like hanging out with her where I was like, it's so weird. I need to cry, but I can't. And it was a real struggle for me. And everybody I would tell that to, they're like, girl, are you okay? That's not normal.
Yeah.
But in my head, like, it's so
normal. Yeah, she was texting me. She was like, I was sat in my room and I was like, I'm going to cry. Like, I'm gonna, and then the next day I was like, so how did it go? And she's like, I didn't cry.
So upset about it, too.
I don't know what to do. Yeah, but I didn't realize this because I used to be like, I used to not cry at all.
Like, ever.
Like, just, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Definitely never in front of other people.
Ooh.
But I just usually, I was like, no, not gonna cry. Unless I watch movies. I'm like, it doesn't count. Like, it's another person experience. But I did not realize until recently, like, that was very unhealthy. I was probably trying to, like, watch sad movies so that I could actually cry. Because I wouldn't cry. Because now I'm just like, oh, if I'm sad, I'll cry.
Yeah.
So it became, become much more healthier.
You gotta help you. Healthier relationship with crying.
Yeah.
That's good.
What about you?
My worst ever birthday.
Well, okay, if you have a best, you can go.
See, no, as you said, I also only remember my super horrible, tragic birthday. It wasn't that bad. It really wasn't that bad. It's just the same
thing. I mean, it feels pretty horrible when you're in it, though.
I think it was, it might have been my 18th birthday. Or something. Damn. Or maybe like one of the teen birthdays when I was still in high school-ish. It had just turned like 12 a.m. midnight of my birthday.
That's so dramatic.
Because I was awake because, side note, my ex was super toxic and like would make me stay on FaceTime like every night until like 3 a.m. And so obviously I was awake on FaceTime with him. And previously the day before was his birthday. So he immediately, when it hit, like, 12 a.m.
So his birthday was a day before
yours.
Yes,
a day before mine. So, and we were on FaceTime, right? So I'm seeing this in real time. He's getting all these texts, bing, 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 right? And it's my birthday, and it just turned 12, and I get nothing. A minute goes by, nothing. And I'm sat there crying my eyes out, and this dude's
on FaceTime with him.
And this dude's playing Valorant, and he missed the 12 a.m. too. Like, he didn't say happy birthday either, and he was there with me. And so I just silently crying, doesn't notice until the game's over. He's like, oh, like, happy birthday, and I'm crying.
That's so sad.
So that was a pretty bad one, I would say. Yeah.
So actually, we just got worse, so we don't have best birthdays, just worst birthdays.
I think I've had a lot of good birthdays, I have, but I don't think I could categorize them as the best.
Yeah, I think so too. It's to come. I'm gonna choose to look at it optimistically.
But it's either, like, I was too young to remember, like, it was the best birthday, or, like, it just didn't really do much.
Yeah, I think my parents, again, like, they just don't really celebrate. Like, they both kind of, like, came from poverty, so they were, like, they never celebrated their own birthdays. Mm-hmm. So it was hard for them, because they definitely would be like, oh, happy birthday, but then, like, that's about it. Like, they don't know how to, like, celebrate it. Mm. And so I don't think we ever had one, because it's always, like, awkward of, like, ah, it's your birthday, like, oh, let's get a cake, and get flour, but it was very unnatural. So I remember a good one was that, because I think it was kind of funny, because because my family, I don't think we really like cake, especially like a big cake. It's like, we're not gonna finish, like, it's whatever. So my brother had made a lasagna for me, and he wrote happy birthday with sauce. That's, and I was so like, cute. Oh, that's cool. I think the best ones, it's always, like, very simple, but, like, my brother cooks a lot, and he's really good at it. So if he usually just, like, makes food or makes things from scratch and stuff like that. So those are always good.
I think my 21st birthday was actually pretty good.
I wasn't there.
Oh my god, right. Dude, I was so mad at you. COVID. Well, not actually mad, but, like, just, like, you got COVID and it's my birthday? And we just became friends, and I really like you as a friend, and you're not gonna come to my birthday party that I've been planning? How rude.
It's so sad.
It was really sad, though.
No, because, like, everything that, like, all the events that she has, like, I'm kind of always there, except for her birthday, just, like, I'm not.
Yeah, I was like, dang, man.
It was so
sad. This song was really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really fun, because I had, like, two separate ones that I planned. I think it was back to back at my apartment. This was when I had a little apartment in West Campus.
Shout out.
In Austin. by UT in West Campus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It was a good time. We played Pitbull the whole night. Yeah. We went up to the rooftop, chilled. Someone made ramen.
Okay.
It was a good time.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, good vibes. I
think, my 18th birthday, I think that's actually pretty good. It's, again, like, we don't do anything, but I remember my sister, she's, like, really big. Not really big. I don't want to, like, expose her as a, like, a gambling addict.
You in exposing but... her, man. Chill out with that. You really do.
But she got me a lotto ticket because it was the first, because I'm 18, so it's the first legal thing. So I was like in my parents' bedroom, like on my phone, probably playing a mobile game or something. So I just, whatever. She's like, oh my god, and, like, I got you something. She got me a lotto ticket. Aww. And it was great, and I didn't win anything. But it's okay.
That's all right. Who really wins at those, you know?
My dad.
My brother.
Yeah. So we have an answer. Yeah, my sister's birthday, though, not the one that got me. I have another sister. Mm-hmm. Her birthday's on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So every year, on Valentine's Day, like clockwork.
That's how birthdays work.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Have you seen the video of... It was two girls. They were on a podcast. And one of the girls was like, oh, like, I heard something. Like, I saw something on TikTok. Like, if you take the year that you're in... minus your age, you get your first year. And no. And there's like a revelation. And the other girl's like, are you kidding? Like that's literally how birthdays work. And I started laughing for like 3 minutes because she was like, oh my god, I really thought I was doing it in my car. So I'm like, oh my god, it works, but then I did it for you and it didn't work. And she's like, yeah, because my month hasn't come yet. Because this is how birthdays work. And I think about that tweet that is like, I envy people that with no critical thinking skills, y'all seem so happy. And that's so true. Is true.
No, I have this motto that I came up, I will say this, I came up with it in like
fact check her, guys.
I've looked already.
That's crazy.
Because this is a thing that I say to people. Like, I made this up, guys. So, anyway, when I was in maybe middle school or high school, this was my motto. Don't stress. Think less. Because I had, like, a lot of anxiety, I think, around, like, things. I would overthink a lot of things. So that motto really helped me out. I was like, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. Just shut your brain off for a little bit. And in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal. And that's how I got a little better at being, like, overthinky and, like, ugh.
Yeah, like, just coping skills.
Yeah, coping
I think that's good, though, because I feel like coping have had, like, a negative connotation.
You think?
Sometimes, I think it's, like coping mechanism, like... I feel like sometimes it's used as
a derogatory
like you're an alcoholic, like, this is dark deep, but like you're an alcoholic because that's as a coping mechanism, or like you some people is referring to if you're kind of like you shut down and that's a coping mechanism, you know. But I actually think learning to cope is very important. Like, that's actually how you can have a very healthy
life.
And obviously, because I think if you go too far, because, you know, obviously there's a spectrum on everything. So if you just, like, shut down completely, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But, you know, but if you're, like, able to be like, okay, this is happening. Like, and you find ways to be able to work through it.
Yeah.
Because we all got little quirks, you know. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I found this out, like, a year ago. Because I was at work. I was interning for a firm. And they had this, like... day where they're like, oh, like mental health awareness month or something. Okay. And they were saying, oh, these are the exercises to help when you're feeling anxious. And I was sitting there. I'm not an anxious person, like, at all. Like, not to flex, but like, I'm like, not just
you say not to flex.
My mind palace is so strong, flexing. Guys.
There she goes again. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know. Mind palace? Okay.
But I had a friend. She was a co-intern there as well. And we were talking, because after the whole, like, seminar, we were talking, and I was... Because they were going through, like, all the breathing exercising and grounding exercising, and I literally was just sitting there, I couldn't relate. So I was talking to her after. I was like, oh, like, I thought about it. Like, I don't think I ever will say it in a way of, like, well, so that's for you. Like, I don't say it like that, obviously. Like, I'm trying to understand, right? And so I'm like, oh, like, I actually don't think I'm an anxious person, because I don't think I've ever had to, like, do breathing exercises, or there's a very small time in my life, maybe for like 2-3 months, and I went to therapy for it because it was like a very weird, like, I just never felt it. But other than that, like, I've never. And then she's like, that's crazy. Because I just said, like, oh, I don't think I'm a really anxious person. She's like, she just looked at me, no, I saw it. She's like, that's crazy.
I think that would be my response too.
And because I thought about it, I started thinking about it, and I told her, and then I started telling you and, like, other people, because I started explaining, like, my thought process if I encounter, like, a problem or a crisis, and then every single person's response was, you're a psychopath, and I'm like, well, okay, except for one of our friends. She said, oh, I think that's fine. I'm like, wow, thanks. Because I said, the way that I think is, if there's a problem, I think about what I'm feeling, like, I identify the feelings, and then I categorize them. Is this a helpful feeling? Is this an unhelpful feeling? And if they're unhelpful, I just put them to the side. Yeah, like, I'm able to do that. Like, I'm able to just, like, compartmentalize them, and then it is a crisis, right? So I'll see, okay, what can be done right now? And so I'll just do things to help fix the situation, because in my mind, I'm like, well, I can feel those things, because it's not like I'm like, I can feel those things, but later. Like, that's not important. But by the time I resolve the crisis, they're no longer there. So I don't feel, I didn't realize that this is not common. So when I start thinking about it and I tell people, they're like, that's weird.
That's suspicious. No, that's odd. No, that's odd.
And no one I know.
I think I know one person that thinks like that, and that's it. You too now.
Yeah, and the thing is that like I'm very good with my, you know, aside from the crying things, maybe I'm exposing myself. That's a long time ago. Long time ago. But like, I'm very good at recognizing my feelings and acknowledging them, and like, I don't suppress them. So it's not like I just don't feel them. It's just like I know, but I don't get it doesn't control what I do.
If that makes sense. Yeah, your emotions don't control you, basically. Whereas most people, it's the other way around, I think. Because for me, I think I'm very emotions driven. Like, I think I do. I think you, like you said, you're more logical. I think I'm more emotional.
Yeah, but I also think you're logical too, though. Like, I don't know if, because some people are emotional, and that's driven by, and the emotions are driven by insecurity. You know what I mean? But if you're secure and you're, so you know what I mean? Like, because I don't think you get peer pressure into doing things either.
I used to.
Right.
For sure.
But like, ever since I know you, I don't think that's really.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we all do, you know, but it's not. So that's what I'm saying. So like, it's like, you can still be like, no, I don't want to do that. And you don't.
That's true.
You know, like, so that's what I feel like.
That's true. I think I have grown, though, because there was a point of time where I was just like, say yes to everything, and like, well, I don't know, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I specifically remember this time when I was in elementary school, throw back to elementary school again, we were in recess, and this one girl was like, oh, you have to play with, like, be this role in this role play that we're doing, whatever.
It's just, like, so weird.
And or else I'm not your friend anymore. And I was like, dude, I don't want to do that. And I just walked away. I was like, okay, guess we're not friends. So I think it was, like, a curve for me. Like, I think I was very, like, secure and, like, I don't... I got my boundaries, like, don't... Yeah, I'm just not going to do it if I don't want to do it, right? Yeah. But then I think there was a dip when I met my ex, where I was just like super insecure, super like people pleasy, and like wanting to do all these, wanting to do all these things to like make people like me, I guess. And then I grew out of that because I was like, okay, that's so tiring.
Do you think that you have like a pretty, like your family was like healthy relationships and stuff like that, so that's probably why you have a baseline, like a secure self, and then not until later when other factors were involved that like it made you flop.
I think so. I definitely flopped. That was my flop era for sure. Everybody goes through a flop era, and if you haven't, just wait, it's coming.
That's true.
Yeah, because to grow you need to fall. And go through
What does Simone Biles' husband say?
You grow through what you go through.
Yes. We're not expecting that. We're watching it and we're like, oh, okay.
Well, you know, because the whole media thing was like, oh, he's a bad husband, whatever.
Yeah.
And then that was my perception of him.
Oh, is that what they say? I don't know. I literally don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I think there was this one, like, one interview where he was, or maybe more than one, I don't know. But this is the one that I saw where he was saying that something that he didn't like really understand what she did, like how he thought football was harder or something than gymnastics.
Oh, okay.
And then people are like, oh, you don't know, like she's whatever, like medal.
What? But the thing is, you can have that opinion about literally any activity versus any other activity. Because different people just have different. But I guess it might be like tone deaf. Like,
yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah. Like, dude, you're literally Miss Biles, or Mr. Biles. So that's where the whole thing started, I think. Crazy. So Liam Payne died. That's so sad.
That's such a crazy left turn, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my whole conversation with everybody. I just...
Yo, we are filming that he died yesterday, 2 days ago, as of the filming of this
So of this episode. Today is October 18th. We're breaking the wall a little bit here.
I don't know if that's the... We're talking to them, so that's not breaking the wall. We've already been breaking...
No, we're breaking the illusion that we're filming and uploading on the same day. Or same, like, relative days before upload. Because some people, like, upload pretty fast. You know what I mean? Like, boom, boom.
That's true.
But we're like more because we live not in the same area.
Yeah,
I'm sure if we lived in the same area, we could see each other like once a week.
That's true.
So, yeah, that's really sad.
That's sad.
I was a 1D fan, man. I went to their Midnight Memories concert. I have a shirt. I literally have a shirt. I should have worn it.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think you're.
I'm not changing.
I'm not. Literally, did not ask you to do that. I don't know why.
Your tone led me to believe that you wanted me to change.
I was not. I mean, I knew of their music and stuff, but I, again...
You weren't a One Directioner?
I was not here in the United States, so I think...
They had reach.
Yeah, but it's just, I think it's... There was a time lag, and then also, like, I was really into K-pop, because that's, you know, you're into stuff that's, like, geographically by you.
That's fair.
So I definitely knew of their stuff, but I don't think I was, like... Hardcore. Because they never, like, tore anything in Asia, like, in Vietnam either, you know? So it's, like, it's not that. Which is fair. They're from... England. I was gonna say land yonder, but that's Australia,
what?
No?
Oh, down under?
I don't know what I was saying, honestly. Do you know if anybody said anything? Like, any of the other members said anything?
So I just looked, actually, this morning, and Zayn had posted something, I think maybe last night, about, like, their relationship and stuff. It's just really sad. And he was
what
like,
did he say?
Well, he was just saying, like, you know, I wish I could have gave you another hug, or, like, we could have hung out more. No, it was, like, more deep than that, you know? It was,
so
like...
Sad. No, that's sad.
No, he just looked at me. I was like, she hates this
she
right now.
She literally assumes the worst of me. And only me. And no one else.
This is true. Sorry about that. I can't change that. But, yeah, who's
you
just
definitely
saying,
can't change that. So, anyways, back to Zayn. That's right.
Yeah, he was just saying that, he was like a brother figure to him, obviously, because they've been through a lot together. And even though he was younger, he was always the one who like brought the team together, whatever, all this stuff. And then Niall posted something on his Instagram too,
because then he had just seen Liam went to his concert,
and was like, if I had known this was the last time, like, would I hung out with you more, whatever, whatever, because they had hugged. And
that's so and crazy. Then,
like, a couple days later, like,
yeah,
that's so scary.
That is kind of crazy.
It's really sad.
What do you do? We know. I don't know. I don't follow the One Direction lore, but. Did they, like, before all of this, like, did they, like, keep in touch at all or not really? Because I know he went on Logan Paul's podcast one time. Liam Payne,
did
he? He did.
I didn't see that.
Because I think, this is, like, a long time ago, but when Gigi and Zayn were still together.
Yeah.
It was, like a big eight couple. Something happened, and then Gigi tweeted at Jake Paul and was like, you're ugly and you're poor and you're irrelevant or something like that. not in those words, but I think she said something like that, because I remember, because Logan said he is ugly but he's not irrelevant. And so he said that to him on the podcast with Liam Payne, and I think Liam was saying something about that, he was commenting on like different members of the group. I don't know how long this was to go though. Years.
I see. Because I had just recently, like, before this whole thing happened, I watched a video where people were like flaming him, Liam, because I think the one point I saw in the video, I think it was a Spill Sesh video. You know, a Spill Sesh. She was saying that he was posting a lot on his Snapchat story about like going to see Niall and stuff, and people were like, oh, like he's just clawing for relevancy, like he's so not cool, like he just needs to have all this attention on him because he went to the concert and people were like filming and he was just like, I guess, bringing attention to himself.
I see.
But like, I don't know if that's
that was kind of like the internet consensus about what he was doing.
Yes
Interesting.
Yeah
I don't know, because like I don't really follow that. Like, I like Niall, or I like his music a lot, but recently, like maybe the past couple of weeks before he passed, I start seeing like memes or posts on Instagram feed, like not a lot, but just like, oh, like flaming Liam. So I don't know. I didn't know where it came from.
I think it was from that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, he's being really odd on his Snap story. Like, just
how old are they? Like, how old is he? Was he 30s?
I would say 30s.
I guess Nia and Harry are like they're still
making music.
Yeah, making music. But I don't know anything about the other three.
I think Louis had made some songs in the past, but I don't know. I really don't know what he's doing. I mean, I'm not super caught up on their lore either, but it's just sad.
Yeah,
because
it's
I
so
saw
crazy.
Them in concert, and like,
yeah.
I listen to their music all the time. There are full albums, and sometimes, you know, I'll go back and like reminisce and be like, I'm a teen again.
Yeah, one of our friends, she was fun employed by choice for a bit. She is
Same.
Employed now, but she, like, I had called her like a couple of weeks ago, and I just asked, oh, what'd you do today? And she said, I listened to the entire One Direction discography. And I said,
that's
what?
I've never done that.
And she said, did you know it was only like, it's either like 5 hours or 7 hours? And I'm like, oh. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
I think they had a movie too, and it released in theaters, and I just saw it in theaters, I think.
Just want to talk about it because it's like something that's happened.
Something recent.
Yeah.
And that touched all the Directioners' hearts.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? Put it in the comments. What do you think?
Let us know.
Speaking of One Direction and Harry, I'm trying to go into
10 out of 10. No, you just got a left turn, dude.
Yeah, Taylor left turn. So Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
They're like, so when was it that they were at their peak? Like,
I think
it was last football season. I don't know.
I
literally don't know when last season was.
I think it was last year.
2023?
I think around this.
Yeah. I went to her concert. I went to the Eras Tour in Houston.
When?
in May, April of 2023. Oh. We made the shirt together.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I went and I was not going to do the bedazzled. It's just too much. I'm very...
She's a hard
I'm not a high effort person. So we made like the Junior Jules shirt from her You Belong with me. Like we remade the shirt at a park. We're Peace talking arts and graft, yeah. I've been a Swiftie for a long time. I don't think that I know all the music, mm-hmm. and because of that, I kind of get exposed to like a lot of the news media. Mm. But I'm not like a
Deep in the lore kind of.
Yeah, I don't think I'm like. I just don't think I'm as parasocial as like some other people would be. Like I think I might have been like earlier, like when I was in maybe in high school, mm-hmm. but or like early college. But I kind of detached from it because I think like happy for her when she was like Times New Person of the Year or whatever. But I think after that, it did get a little like just like overexposure. Like everywhere you look, it was Taylor Swift, and bad and good.
Yeah,
like if she's. It's either this is the best person ever, right. and this is the best thing ever, and or like she's
the worst.
You know. And so I just did not. I just for the past like maybe year or so or like half. Yeah, I was just like I don't want to. If I open my phone one more time and it's another Taylor, like I'm gonna shoot like unalive.
Whoa.
Because it was just so. It was getting so annoying because so. Obviously, I really like her still because of all the music, like, through the years. I've definitely, you know, got an All Too Well moment when she did the tent, like, it like, her it art, hit for her. It hit, but I feel like it's just, now it's just too much, like, it's just too much. So I don't really follow anything anymore.
I don't think I ever really followed her like that. I don't think I would consider myself a Swiftie, but, like, ally, you know? I'm not a hater.
Yeah, sure.
Wouldn't say I'm a hater.
That's a term. Huh? A Taylor Swift ally.
Why can't it be a term?
Sure. It can be a term.
Maybe I'm Taylor Swift neutral.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a better term.
Yeah.
Maybe not ally, but neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like her music. I like her You Belong With Me era. I like
that's a long time ago.
Her Lover era.
Mm.
I like... How do you feel about Folklore? How did you feel about that album?
I think it's definitely like a different
vibe.
Genre, right? Like mm-hmm. it's not like as pop, you know. It's more like it's low more key, folky. Yeah. I think when it first came out, there were like one or two or three songs that I really liked, like "Illicit Affairs." If you know, you know. It talks about a relationship. It's an affair. So she has to hide it.
Mm.
And, like, she talks about, like, oh, like, I'm gonna tell my friend I'm going on a run, but I'm actually gonna meet you, but I'll come back flushed.
Mm.
And there's one line that I really like. Hang on, I'm gonna look it up because I don't want to butcher it.
Ooh, it's that good, guys.
Because I was like...
It hit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't listen to the album... I don't think. I think I heard Fortnite, but I think, like you were saying, she's just so overexposed right now that I was like, I don't want to, like, sit down and listen to this long album. It's so long.
33 songs.
How am I gonna... I'm just not... I'm Taylor Swift neutral, man.
Yeah, and the thing is that, like, I think the point of... I think the argument over, like, the art is so arbitrary because...
Like what?
Like because... I think the reason why she became so popular and she resonated is because she resonated with people, right? So it's not the fact. So for me, it's the fact that I'm listening to it and I'm like, oh, that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that that's the case with so many
people,
especially like women, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's about like, well, is this like lyric, like genius lyricism? Like, I don't think that's what it's about. Like, it's just mm-hmm. about like, oh, if...
You
connect with other people. Mm-hmm. So then the argument of like, oh, is it a good album or bad? Like, that's not, to me, that's kind of like not really relevant. Like, I think you can talk about it on a high level, but to the point where it's, again, right, she's so polarizing that it's like, it's mm-hmm. either like, this is the best thing anyone's ever written, or this sucks. And I'm like, okay, but like, it doesn't really matter. Like, it's just, if somebody likes a song, they like the song. If they don't like the song, I mean, they don't like the song. That's true with
anything, right? But like, that, everybody has opinions, and it's okay to opinion. But I do agree that it's very, very, very polarizing.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, is that, like, I think it's fine to be like, oh, like, this, I, generally, this is considered to be a good album or a bad album, but it gets kind of ridiculous when you're trying to argue the point. Like, everybody is trying to argue, like, oh, this is, like, actually a great song, and you just don't understand. Like, but, like, so many people do it on such a high-intensity level.
I think she's like, just so, so popular. Like, you know? So, you gotta have to...
Okay, so the line is, she goes through the whole song in the last, because the chorus is that the things about illicit affairs and clandestine meetings and stolen stairs, they show their truth one single time, but they lie and they lie and they lie a million little times. So that's like the chorus. And then the last that she says is, and she's saying, like, you know, basically, you hurt me, blah, blah. But then she say, and you know damn well for you, I would ruin myself a million little times. And I'm like, that felt that. I've never had an affair, to be clear. But I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think, yeah, because it connects to people who've been in, like,
because a lot of people
on and off, either on and off relationships or like toxic relationships, where you just feel like, even though you know that it's bad, you still go back because it's a familiar feeling. So I get that. Yeah. I get connecting with that.
There's one. There's a song by G-Dragon. This is
a deep cut. Wow, I love that man.
I don't know if they're K-pop girlies. But...
Oh, there has. Come on now, they're everywhere.
I grew up in the Big Bang era, and I love him so much. And he has a song called Untitled, which is very popular, and it's Korean. But but there,
no way.
But there's a line that's like intertwined in between the lyrics that, because this is like allegedly after his 4-year relationship with this like Japanese model.
Oh, so you know lore.
No, I know lore. Yeah, because his like agency never confirmed they were together, but they confirmed the breakup. So we're like, okay, that's cool. Right. And he said like he sings, and then one of the lines was like, but you never know, like saying that like I think that I don't think this is going anywhere, but you never know. And then like a couple of verses later, he said, but you always know, and I'm like, that hit. Because you always do. And that's the thing that you always do.
That's true. That's crazy because I like K-pop too. Like, I had a K-pop phase as well. I did really like Big Bang. I like BTS. And clearly, I like BTS.
Big Bang Con. Or Bang Bang Con.
Yeah, my cousin made that. Like, she designed it and printed it for me and my cousin.
Army.
That's funny. Yeah, it's really cute. But, yeah, so I think it's interesting that you dissected the lyrics and stuff because I don't think I ever did that. Like, I think I did just some songs to know the meaning of them, but I think for most of the songs I just like how they sound, and then
interesting,
like, I just like the vibe of it, and I don't think I really deep dive into like the meanings of each song.
I'm a big lyrics person, like a really big lyrics person, and I don't know if that it has anything to do with like, because a lot of the music that I listen to is foreign languages. So I kind of have to know what... I don't have to know what they mean. Like, there's a lot of them that I'm like, oh, sick. Sounds cool. But a lot of it, because I'm, like, learning English and I'm learning another language. So, like, I'm very... I focus on, like, what are they saying? Understand what they're trying to, like, be watching lyric videos for K-pop and, like, translation and stuff. So what makes you like a song? Like, if you listen to it, like, if it doesn't sound... If it doesn't sound like the best to you, you would just be like, no.
Yeah.
Like, it has to have a good beat.
I don't know if it has to have a good beat. I think to me, if it's like a good melody to me, then I like it. But also, like, sometimes the words do matter. Like, if it's in English, right? Like, and I can actually understand what they're saying, which I don't have to do like extra, like, studying.
I do it.
Yeah, if there's an English song that's, like, really deep and meaningful.
Is there an example?
No. I don't have one at the top of my head.
Well, you like SZA, right?
Oh, I do like SZA. But I think I think I like the way that it sounds more than I like the lyrics.
Mm.
Like, I like the lyrics too. But I think, like, sonically, I like the way that it makes me feel. But I do like the lyrics, but I can't pinpoint which lyrics. Mm. Like, you know how you picked out that one where you're that hit? I don't know if I could, like, pick out certain lyrics.
I think imagery, like, I'm a big imagery, like, if a song has an imagery, because for me, I think about, oh, like, I felt that, or I can imagine that happening to me before, like, I can recall the moment, like, if I'm listening to it, and it reminds me of a moment that I felt, like, that's what I remember. Like, All Too Well, that's why All Too Well is such, and I think for a lot of people, because she describes, like, moments in time, and it just kills us all.
That's fair. I watched a music video and that killed me for sure.
Yeah, I cried. I don't think I've ever watched a music video and not cry. So I just don't watch it.
That's crazy.
I just don't watch it. Because it's very specific, like, it's very accurate. And that's crazy. It's like, so many people like it, right? So it's like, we all have that experience.
Yeah.
Sometime or another. Of just this feeling of, like, you
not being heard,
not being valued, and like you think, and it's almost of like you get there and you almost there and then you never get there. And I do like the fact that it shows the other part, like, because there's the, because that the bridge for that other last verse or whatever, it's like the hard hitter for when it says, but you also remember, like, I remember All Too Well, but you also remember all of these moments as well.
You were there too, man.
Yeah.
Together.
And the thing is,
that's true. That's what I got from that video. I'm like, all right, man, you gotta be better.
Yeah. And I think it's not necessarily of whether if the guy remembers it, but it's the fact that the girl thinks that the guy remembers it. Like, it's the moment in which the girl's like, but you are also there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of crazy. Kind of crazy like that.
True. That's true. That's all I have to say. That's a good thought. But, I wanted to talk about her relationship with Travis.
Sorry, different.
No, I like this. Yeah, I don't know.
What you don't know about it? Do you think it's fake?
I don't want to say that, but I'm saying it. You know what I mean? Like, I just recently watched a D'Angelo video where he was, it just happened. And I had already put this topic on the topic, so I was like, oh, no. I'm not one of those crazy people who are, like, deep diving, like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like, conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I don't think I'm to that extent, but I'm just saying, like, it's a little sus.
I think that if you tell me that it was, I don't think I'll be surprised.
That's all I'm saying, too.
Because, like, she is a billionaire. Yeah. And she is very, like,
business savvy.
Like, strategic with the way. And the thing is, like, that's probably why she got where she was. In addition to other things. But, like, she planned things out, right?
For sure.
And then I don't know anything about him. Except for, like, he's kind of, like, goofy. That's all I know.
I just know football and goofball.
Yeah.
He's got a podcast with his brother.
I only see the parts where, like, they talk about non-football things. That's literally...
I don't think I've ever seen any clips of him, honestly. Really?
There's one clip, because they do it virtually, him and his brother. It's not in person.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just always two screens. And it's just one clip that I saw, like, he was saying hi to his niece. So his brother's kid. So that was cute. So that's what I saw. Yeah. And then he was in her show one time.
Taylor's show? Yeah.
Yeah. So they talked about that.
Okay.
But that's literally all that I saw. All that the algorithm served up to me were just non-football related clips.
I just keep seeing ads of him, like, doing Cheerios, like,
what?
Yeah, there's a Cheerio ad of him, like, just scooping some. I'm like, okay, dude, like, he's getting to the point where he's overexposed too, and I think it's because of her, obviously, because who knew of Travis Kelce before Taylor Swift? Okay, I'm sorry, but the girlies did not know.
I don't think the girlies knew.
Sure, the men knew.
Yeah, but like, I think he's a big, like, football
person.
Because, like, you remember the trend of, like, all the wives and the girlfriends were being like, do you know this Travis Kelce person? Like, I never heard of him until now, and everybody lost their mind, like, all of the husbands, because they're like,
I mean,
what
sure.
do you mean? Like, he's, like, he's, like, very popular. It's just very, two worlds that don't collide. Before this collab.
That's true, but also, like, those husbands all know who Taylor Swift is. And that's all I'm saying.
I think that's true. But I mean, it's just harder though, because it's like music, I think it's just more permeating than
football.
Well,
that's fair. Yeah, so I keep seeing him everywhere, and like he's hosting this new show.
I think he's starting a restaurant as well. Like, or something like that.
And he's old, and I don't like that.
Yeah. I think I have to see if he were doing this stuff before. I think I have to see.
Well, see, I guess I don't know.
Because his podcast has been going on for a while.
That's true.
And he did, like, I know for a fact that he did a commercial to get people, like, to encourage people to, to get vaccinations during. So I don't know if he was just doing. And he had a show before. Dating Kelsey. Yes, like.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Where he, or Stealing Kelsey, or Catching Kelsey, I think it was.
What?
It was a dating show to find him his, like, girlfriend. Like, there's, like, illegible, like, bachelorettes. Yeah. This is what I'm saying. So, like, I feel like he was doing things, before. And then his girlfriend, before Taylor, was from
that show.
So
more than I did not know. But,
I mean, he definitely is using the platform to do more things.
Which is, like, I think anyone would.
Yeah, but I definitely think he was doing some stuff. Like, it's strange. Like, there's a lot of lore. And he was on Hot Ones before, too. Like, years ago. Like, a long time. Yeah.
No, because, I think there was this, leaked document of their contract. Oh, yeah. But I don't know if it's real or not. Like, it could be so fake.
Because I saw that too, but I didn't read it.
I don't think I read it, but I watched a recap of someone, outlining some of the, requirements or something. And I think one of the requirements was that he would get maybe 10% of some of the songs that were written about him or something off of her new album. Like, that was in the agreement. Something else was in the agreement. I don't know. And then it was set to expire, this September or something, which didn't happen because it got leaked, but that's not why. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm like, it could be fake though. Like, I don't know if that's just someone made that up and
who recapped this? Just on TikTok or
I think it was on TikTok. Just a random reporter.
I don't know.
So it could be fake, but I was like, it seems too real. Like, I think it could be a scenario where that could happen.
Yeah,
I don't put it past either of them.
Yeah,
because it's like who knows? Celebrity cultures.
Yeah.
Also, we both read
The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
That's the one. Yeah, yeah, and I feel like,
and I believe it.
I believe it too. Yeah. It has to be real
because she wrote Daisy and the Six, and that was based on.
Oh, I didn't know she wrote that too.
Mm-hmm. And it was based on Fleetwood Mac. So it was based on the Fleetwood Mac, and I don't listen to their music because I'm young and not from the United States. But it was like them and a singer, Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks. So I know Stevie Nicks because of Miley Cyrus did a stuff with her, covers of her. She's like a rock singer.
Okay, yeah. I think it's fake. That's my opinion.
I don't think I have an opinion about it. If it's real, cool. If it's not real,
I don't think
cool.
It's good or bad. I just think it is.
Yeah, I don't think I have an opinion on whether it is. But I think it's nice to believe in something.
I like to believe in
things.
It's fun. It's so fun. Okay, and also, another one that I think is fake.
I think you definitely think
this one I'm more definitive than Taylor Swift. Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan. Definitely fake.
Yeah.
Definitely fake.
I'm as, into the lore of this one, but also it just seems like a weird combo.
Yeah, just the fact that, I don't think she's ever said in any interview ever that they are official. Mm. Like, she's never said that, and I feel like if they were for real, you would confirm. Like, if she was actually serious about it, you
know?
Interesting. Because in my head, I'm thinking, I'm thinking if I were her, right?
Right.
I wouldn't want to have that out there that he was my boyfriend if he really wasn't in my head. Like, it would be like an inside thing to me to not ever expose or not ever say out loud in an interview that he was my boyfriend if it was
fake. It was fake?
Yeah.
Mm. But if it was fake, then who cares, though? You can say it.
No, yeah, but like in my head, it would be like, okay, I'm not gonna say it because.
See, I don't get. I don't understand that thought process. But personally,
what do you mean?
Because I don't. I think if it's already fake, then it doesn't really matter if you say it or not.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm not saying that it matters, but like.
So then I don't think she would. Because the thing is, she doesn't confirm anybody that she's ever dated.
Oh, is that true?
I don't know if that's true. But I've never seen an interview with her being like, yeah, I was with Shawn Mendes. Or, yeah, I was with...
Joshua Bassett?
Yeah, or the guy.
But I feel like just those weren't really, like, long-term relationships.
I mean, what is long-term? Like, she dated someone for, like, almost a year.
Has she?
Who's the guy that she wrote Shawn Mendes emails? Was... Griffin Gluck?
Who the...
No, I don't like that name.
Who is
but apparently, like, they date, because there was, like, pictures of them kissing and stuff, but she never, I don't think she ever confirmed anything.
Well, I don't know.
We just got songs.
I just think it's fake because he's just so weird.
So, Sarah thinks...
I think he looks like AR. I think...
So, other people we've got introduced, like... via Saltburn.
Yes, so that was my first impression of him, Saltburn, and I think I just don't get the Ratman attractiveness thing.
Who else is Timothy?
Timothy, yeah.
Who else? Is another person?
There's probably another person, but I don't really follow that. I'm just
not... Jeremy, the bear guy?
Oh yeah, like, I'm sorry, I do not get that.
I get it. I think it very depends, though.
You get it?
Like, I think for a lot of them, I don't personally find them attractive, but I can really understand why other people find them attractive.
I can understand, but
I think some of them is also, like, the bear guy, like, Jeremy White, Alan White.
Uh-huh.
I think his is a charisma thing, though. It's not a, yeah, I don't know, yeah, yes. Like, it's very, like, very cool,
no,
very,
I get
like...
that, yeah, I, no, I know. Can get that. I can get that. But... Barry. The image that burns into my mind every time I think about Barry Keoghan is this one Google image of him where he looks like Justin Bieber haircut. It's like this. And he's pointing at the camera, literally. Like, and I hate that picture. Why did he post like that? Who told him to do that? Why does he look 18? No, he looks 16.
He looks also like kind of Asian too. Because we showed it to people,
eyes.
Yeah. We showed it to people, and they're like, and we're like, no, he's Irish. And he's like, there's no way. There's no way. He's got to be mixed with something. Yeah.
I just don't... He looks fake to me. All the images... So we looked him up after Saltburn to see more images of this man. Because I was like, it's just very unsettling. I mean, the movie also makes him... look unsettling, so maybe that's part of the reason
he looks so old compared to the role that he was playing. This is supposed to be like a freshman,
that's true,
in college, and he looked like his age, which is like 35. And you also contrasting him with freaking Jacob Elordi, who is like the hottest man ever.
Yeah,
so it's like, and he's like 7 feet tall, right? And so Barry, you know, so it's just like, it doesn't...
He was made to look like a little creep, and that's why he...
Because also the cousin, like, he's also good looking as well.
What cousin?
The one with the black, the mixed cousin.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. He's also super... He's so...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's the point, though, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I just really thought he looked like AI.
I literally showed her a picture, because I had watched the movie... in theaters with one of my other friends, and I really like Saltburn. Like, I stand by, except for the last scene where they like show everything. I'm like, do you have to like literally like spoon feed the audience what it is, whatever.
Oh,
but
really? I like that scene.
I don't. I'm like, ugh, I literally like it so much up to the point I'm like,
really?
Both of us, we were like,
I know.
I must not like that though. What can I say? I was like, yeah, I understood. You didn't have to tell me. This is such a confirmation bias too, because like so many videos, because I started watching like interviews, I think we both started watching a bunch of interviews, and then I got surfed up a bunch of videos about people analyzing and be like, why did the Steph scene ruin the movie? And I kept clicking, I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's exactly what I thought.
think I watched those videos, but I did like all the things the director was talking mm-hmm. about and like
she's
how
so cool.
she did it and all these things.
She's funny and cool.
Yeah, and I like her name is Emerald. Mm. That's so cool. I love yeah. that name. So, yeah, Saltburn, Barry Keoghan. I just think he's just not a real person. But I think we were talking about this too. I think he looks better now than he did previously. Yeah. I don't know what happened. Maybe he got a stylist. Maybe
I think so. I think he looks more chill, like more casual. Because I think before it was just like a lot of like sharp. Like, his face looked very sharp, and his hair looked very sharp. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how to say it. It's just, like, right mm-hmm. angles or something. Mm-hmm. It's very, like, convex. Convex.
Okay.
Shape. So, but now he looks more chill. Convex. Like, it's...
No, I know what convex means, but I don't know if it... I don't know if
right?
that
It's not concave. It's convex. Like, it's, like, edges, right?
I don't think convex is edges. Well... I think that's a circle. But it's
in no. I think concave is a circle.
Concave is like a divot in, but convex is like a bubble above. I don't think it's sharp. Convex is not sharp.
I don't know,
girl.
Let's see. I don't think. I think you're more right, but I don't know if the line segment between any distinct point lies above. Like, I think this is like a completely different thing.
Yeah, I don't think.
Anyways.
Like, no, but I do think you could have a convex, concave face.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry, guys. That was some math functions right there.
Oh, my God. And so, I think when he was in the Please, Please, Please video mm-hmm. is when I was like, okay, like, maybe he's not that bad looking. Because mm-hmm. previously, I thought he was really bad looking.
And a lot of his, like, red carpet appearances were not, like... It was not flattering.
The red suit.
Yeah. It's not it. I literally, the first moment, when I showed it to her, she said, he looks like a stranger that I saw in my dream. AI generated messages, like, people that I saw in my dream. Like, he's not real. And she was so good, she was like,
it's like, that's
he's
my
not
nightmare
real.
Demon.
your sleep paralysis.
My sleep paralysis demon, dude. Barry Keoghan. Ah, jump scare.
Yeah. No, because we even sent messages to one of our friends being like, can you tell
which of these photos are AI?
And which of a real person? Mm-hmm. And it's all pictures of him. Mm-hmm. And the person responded with like certain ones that are AI and that are real, but they're all real.
But speaking of AI,
oh my God,
Elon Musk just had a conference about presenting his Wii robot. That thing is ugly. Okay, I can say that. That thing doesn't have feelings.
But then do you know like it wasn't even real. Like the robots, like the personal, like robots, right? They were voiced by employees, and they were like remote. What is it called?
Controlled
by employees. So yeah. It's not real. It's just a shout. Like it's a.
And they've been working on this for so long. I think I saw an article somewhere where there was this national robot convention mm-hmm. in Japan, I want to say. And it's so cool.
Oh,
companies who have their little robots. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they all, like, move around and they're interacting with people as, you know, sentient-ish. Not sentient, but, like, you know, they have some motor skills. Mm-hmm. But Tesla literally just brought them in a case. In glass.
Like a prototype in a case.
Glass case.
Yeah. I started seeing a bunch of memes about comparing it to, like, the iRobot movie that Will Smith was in.
I don't know if I watched...
Are you serious? Oh, it's a good movie. It's a great movie. It's called iRobot. Oh, this is what I was looking up.
I'm not a movie girl, I think.
iBrobot. Oh my god. I accidentally put a typo. iBrobot. That's the Phineas and Ferb episode. So iRobot, it's 2004, so it's a long time ago.
Okay.
But like, you didn't see the memes, so every single design, the Robo van, the personal whatever, and the car, looks exactly like in the movie. From 20 years ago.
No way.
Yeah, so everybody was calling it out, and then the director of iRobot, like, called out Elon Musk for stealing his designs.
Oh.
But like, it literally looks the same, dude.
Oh, I have seen this. I have seen this meme.
Because it's a movie. Yeah, it looks the same. It looks the exact same. And so we're like, oh my god. And it's not, newsflash, no spoilers, but it's not about how AI improves human life, guys. It's a dystopian. So we're like, what are we doing right now? And I'm an Elon Musk hater, so
me
I don't.
Me too. Fully me too. He's just like not cool. He's not transphobic.
Doesn't believe in the vaccine.
Doesn't believe in the vaccine.
And he took like a heart right, and that's a pun. You know what it means. He was at the Trump rally. Yeah. I don't know what, because I think like a lot before that, like I saw this H2 podcast highlights video.
H2, or H3, sorry. Who is H2? Okay, yes, I know H3.
After Elon bought Twitter.
Yeah.
X.
Twitter, formerly known.
No,
X,
other way.
Formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, and then he fired everybody, right? And there was a guy who was like, he's from Iceland, and he is like, he's not the founder, but he's like a really like higher up, like employee of Twitter. But basically like he woke up and he was just saying that like he didn't get paid, like all of his access is gone, like whatever. So he tweeted like Elon and was like, hey, like can we whatever, like can I kind of, I just need like, to know out, right? And Elon was like, well, you could have contacted me privately. He's like, I tried to HR, I tried to email everybody, but this is the place where I know get your attention, and this is the place that you replied.
Very true.
And then he asked him, like, well, what projects have you been working on for the last 3 months? And he's like, well, I don't want to break my NDA. And so Elon was like, well, yeah, you can do it. And like, he was just calling him, like horrible things, like, this, like, abled or whatever. Like, I don't know exactly what, but it's just, like, very, like, offensive, like, rude, mean things. But this guy is literally, like, Iceland Man of the Year. The country, what? Like, and he's, like, the nicest, and everybody was, like, responding, being, like, I worked with him, he's the greatest person, like, I don't know what, blah, blah, blah. And then Eli has to be, like, well, there was some miscommunication,
oh,
so I thought
oh
he was,
gosh.
But he was so, not even mean, but, like, offensive, and, like, damaging, and I'm just, like, that is not...
That's not a CEO.
Like, that's so, like, why do you do this? Why do you do this? That's so weird.
Yeah, it's because, like I said, like we've said in the past, billionaires are a little...
Yeah.
All a little wacky. Yeah. They're all a little... You have to be a billionaire. Mm-hmm. There's just no way you can get there without being a little wacky.
And you know how, like, there's, like, allegations of... He just, like, doesn't invent anything, actually. He just buys company and said that he invents them.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Conspiracies?
I don't think he's even a conspiracy, but, like, there's just a lot of people who have that opinion.
I see.
That, like, you can see that, like...
That is not our opinion.
Like, he bought something. Yeah, I don't... Because I don't know. I'm not deep into the Elon... And I'm not going to be. Like, I just cannot be bothered with it. But, like, I know that a lot of people say... Like, have the opinion that, like, he just buys startup companies. Mm-hmm. And then... Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But then he would be called, like, founder. But he's not the founder. Mm. Like, he just buys companies that other people build. Which the thing is, like, I'm not going to deny... Like, he does have an engineering background. Like, I think... Like, you know, I'm sure he knows things, but I don't think it's to the level that people says he does.
Well, I think
I also have
people...
friends worked at Tesla, and they said, like, he doesn't, I don't, like, some things he said is just, like, if you say that, that it kind of indicates that you don't really understand, like, the basis of it. And that's not my opinion. That's a direct quote. from ex Tesla employees who worked with him and current employees. Tesla. So I'm just like, okay, I'm just like skeptical about him as a person.
True. I think we should be skeptical of all people as people because you never know. Like That's we true. Discussed in last episode,
yeah,
parasocial relationships with anybody, putting mm-hmm. people on pedestals mm-hmm. is just not healthy in any way,
shape, if you don't know them, yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you, like, even if you know people. Like, mm-hmm. I think even in relationships, if you put your That's partner true. On a pedestal, it's not a good thing. Because mm-hmm. then you expect them to be this person that maybe they're not always all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
See people for who they are. That yeah. is the moral
of this episode.
Of this episode. Oh, we covered a lot of things. Yeah, we covered a lot of things. It's, I put in our notes like, oh, birthday podcast. And we literally talked about
it. We don't have to be surprised every time, dude. Come on. We know this. We yap and yap and yap and go. Yeah,
that's
different
true.
Directions all the time.
Cool.
For hours. Well, thanks for tuning in.
Leave a like.
And subscribe and hit that bell notification because you want to be notified every time we post because we're amazing and awesome and yeah. support us, please.
Yeah, we, mm-hmm. I don't know if this is too, I mean, maybe by the time we post this, we like just, we were only on YouTube before, but we registered to be on Spotify and like Apple Podcasts and Samsung Podcasts, I don't know
and, what that is. Amazon Music.
Yeah, shout and like, out. Hopefully... I don't want to say anywhere that you get your podcast because I don't know we're on it
I
everywhere.
I think that's just not true, so don't say that.
But just check. Just check.
We'll have it in the description
yeah.
text.
And let us know if there's anything that you want us to talk about.
Yes. Feedback is much appreciated.
Click
constructive feedback. Don't be mean.